Hallelujah. If it's going to be here, if the fire's going to be here, there's going to have to be somebody who makes an effort. Hallelujah. Somebody who takes a stand as this prophet did. Glory to God. We're going to be reading from 1 John chapter 4. Thank you, brother. I sure appreciate that. 1 John chapter number 4. Hallelujah, Lord. So good to see our visitors here. We appreciate you coming tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just get in and worship the Lord like you worship Him. And I promise I won't let you bother me if you won't be bothered by me. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. When you got it, you can stand. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. With the Lord's help tonight, I want to preach on how I love Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You for the presence of God that we felt throughout this full service. God, I feel here tonight, God, that we need to be challenged. God, I feel tonight, Lord, that there's somebody here that needs to hear Your gospel here tonight. That needs to hear Your word. God, I pray, God, as this vessel, God, knowing that nothing's done through me, Lord, nothing's done by me, God, that Your word, God, would come forth through this vessel, God. Hallelujah, God. Move Jesus upon each and every one of us, God. God, we pray, God, that You'd get us around this altar. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, move, Lord, around these altars where victories are won. God, we pray, God, that Your will would be done, Lord. Glory to God. Give us victory here tonight in the name of Jesus. Any hindrance, anything that'll hold us back, God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let Your will be done in this service, God. Have Your way. We love You, Lord. Your name we pray. Amen. You be seated if you want to be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We love Him because He first love us. Why do we love God? Because He first loved us. Glory to God. What is it about God that we love? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me ask you this. Let me go even a little step further than this. Give me a reason why we don't love God. Give me a reason why that we would want to fail God. I just can't think of a reason why that somebody would want to step away from an almighty God. Hallelujah. I can think of a lot of reasons why that you would want to love Him, and a lot of reasons why that you would want to satisfy God and want to be part of this religion called, or not really religion, this movement, this organism called Christianity. Glory to God. Be part of this family. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you here tonight that if you stepped out on God and if you made some wrong decisions, I want to remind you here tonight what God done for you. Hallelujah. I need you to pay attention to the first part of this message. If you don't get anything else, I want you to know what God done for you to show His love. Let's just think about it. First of all, He created us. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do that, but He created us. Hallelujah. He didn't just create us, but He also sent His only begotten Son. We're talking about the God, you're talking about the Godhead. We see that Jesus stepped out of His glory, stepped into a human body, and came down to this earth for us, showing His love. Hallelujah. He was here and suffered the affliction of the people. Hallelujah. Just like me and you did. He didn't have to do that, Brother Wayne, but He did. I'm talking about the love of Jesus Christ here tonight. Hallelujah. That's what He done for us. Not only did He do that, but we see also that while He was here, He healed us. Glory to God. Thank God He saved us. Glory to God. Thank God He done all of these different things, miracle after miracle. At the time that He walked, when He was here on earth, the things that He done for us to show His people that He loved us. He said, I've come to be a servant. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. This man was an awesome man. that loved us. He waited. When it came time, he went all the way up to Calvary for me and you. I'm talking about the love of Jesus Christ here. Hallelujah. He came all the way, went all the way up to Calvary. He stretched his hands out and he was crucified for me and you. I don't know why people would want to leave somebody that loves them so much. Hallelujah. You know, me and Mandy, we have a great relationship. I know how much that my wife loves me. I know, and I would never want to do anything to part ways with my wife or to make her feel like that I don't love her. So why do we think that it's okay for us to step out on God? God help us. Remember His love. Glory to God. Logan, the reason why we love God is because we can see that He first loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not sure I'd love a God that was dead. I'm not sure that I'd love a God that couldn't do anything, but He still loves us. And Uncle Bob, He's still helping us. He's still loving us today. Glory to God. I want you to understand that Christ first loved you. Went through all of these things. Hallelujah. And He isn't done, but he's coming back. Hallelujah. To fulfill that love and to show us that He loves us. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. It's an awesome love that we have in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I get excited whenever I think about, when me and Mandy, I think about the love that me and Mandy have. It makes me want to take her out to dinner. It makes me want to do something nice for her. It makes me want to pick up some flowers for her. That's the way that I want it to be with Christ. Whenever I think about Christ, I want to do something for Him. Hallelujah. All right. So understand here today that we love Christ because He first loved us. What has He done for you? Not only what He's done in the past in creation, Brother Tyler, not only what He's done in paying for us again. Hallelujah. Pastor Davis tells that story of the redemption plan. Glory to God. Not only all of that, but Megan, He's still loving us today. He's still helping us today. God is still with us today. We can see all of the great things that He has brought us out of to where He's brought us, and anything that we are, Brother Travis, is because God made us that way. He loved us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about here tonight four things: lifting love, obedient love, victorious love, and endless love. Glory to God. How do I love God? With lifting love, obedient love, victorious love, and ending love. Hallelujah. All right. We love Him because He first loved us. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 40 verse 2, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I want to let you know here tonight that this old boy was a horrible guy at one time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was in a horrible pit at one time, but I'm glad through the love of Christ that He saw fit. Hallelujah. Are you with me here tonight? Hallelujah. I said that He saw fit to go down. Glory to God. He didn't have to go down, but to go down. Hallelujah. And to reach, as that song says, way down. Glory to God. And He grabbed a hold of this person. Glory to God. And He picked me up out of the miry clay. And He set my feet upon a rock. And He established my goings. I'm talking about that Christ has a lifting love. Glory to God. He will lift you up. And I want you to know something here today. No matter how far you've gone out in the world, there's still hope for you. He can still lift you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He lifts us. So I'm going to tell you something here today. If God has that lifting love, then don't you think we should? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He lifted me. That song says, love lifted me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love lifted me. Glory to God. So if He lifts me, I'm going to lift Him. In Psalms chapter 40 verse 16 says, let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. Hallelujah. Let such as love Thy saving, that salvation, say continually, the Lord be magnified. Glory to God. Magnified. Make Him bigger. Hallelujah. I said, make Him bigger. Glory to God. It says continually that we lift him up, that we make him bigger. Glory to God. If God has done so much for us, then it shouldn't be that hard when we get into God's presence for us to shout, for us to praise, for us to lift our hands, for us to clap, for us to praise a God that is worthy to be praised. It ought to come natural for us to lift him up. If we can look back, Brother Matt, at what God has done for us, hallelujah, I believe that we can see that God is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. What's he saying? God's done so much for me. I was out there playing that harp. Hallelujah. I was doing what? I was magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. David here, I believe that God looks and says, hey, I could get the person that's the tallest again. Hallelujah. But I hear something coming off those mountains. Glory to God. It's praise from David. I don't want to get the strongest. I don't want to get the best looking. I don't want to get the smartest. What I want to get somebody, hallelujah, somebody that knows how to lift me up. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I will continually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall if it says, let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. I love my wife. Man, I love my wife. She, to me, is the most beautiful woman that has ever stepped foot on this earth. Glory to God. She is. I've been telling her some different things here lately. She's my sweet, sweet honey. And I am her grizzly bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll climb that tree. I'll dodge every branch. Hallelujah, I'll get stung by every bee. Hallelujah. I will get my honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Says she's a delicate dish, and I'm a 400-pound hungry man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love my wife. I absolutely love my wife. Glory to God. I love my wife, and I like to let her know about it. Hallelujah. This is February, so I guess it's okay to do this. Hallelujah. I love my wife. I'm not ashamed to let her know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell her in front of people. It don't make no difference. I want everybody else to know I love my wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the love that I have for my wife. Glory to God. When I walk down the mall with my wife, I hold my head tall. I put my shoulders back, mainly because I'm just trying to be as tall as her. But I do all of this. I do all of this because I love my wife. I'm not ashamed of her. I walk with her. I'll talk with her no matter who's around. Somebody come around. Come here, Sister Whitney. Somebody I just met. And I shake her hand. I say, hey, how's it going? What's your name? Her name is Whitney. My name is Jared. I want you to turn around. Look at my wife. That's my wife right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of my wife. I love my wife. I like to lift my wife up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes as she walks in the room, hallelujah, into the church or something, I'm talking to somebody, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to pay attention to you, Ryan, but something just came in. Man, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing just come in. Just hold on a second. Let me catch my breath as my wife walks into the room. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. When I walk down the mall, hallelujah, I'm not ashamed of my Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said, when I walk down the mall, I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. When I'm playing ball at the wide brother set, I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Come on now, hallelujah. I'm telling you how I love him. Glory to God. I like to lift him up. Glory to God. I like to magnify him. Hallelujah. When he comes into a room, I got to say, oh, now hold on a second. Oh, hallelujah. Wait just a minute. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit's filling this room. Glory to God. There's something special just walked in here. I'm talking about my love for God. Oh, how I love him. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. The Bible says if you're ashamed of him, then on that day, he will be ashamed of you. Glory to God. Lift him up. Hallelujah. It's a lifting love. Second of all, it's an obedient love. He was obedient all the way to the cross. Philippians 2:8 says this. And being found in the fashion as a man, he what? Humbled himself. Hallelujah. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an example. Man, I'm telling you, what an example of obedience. All the way to the cross. Not my will, but thine be done. Glory to God. That's what he said. The greatest battle ever fought was right there in Gethsemane. You hear what I'm saying? The greatest battle ever fought is right there in Gethsemane. And the greatest battle that you ever fight is in your Gethsemane. Glory to God. Where it's the battle of the wills. I want to do my thing. God wants me to do his thing. Glory to God. What am I going to do? Am I going to have an obedient love? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was obedient all the way to the cross. Thank God for that. But if he was obedient all the way to the cross, we should show our love through obedience also. In John 14:15, the Bible says this. If you love me, keep my commandments. Glory to God. George Davis Sr. looked at Grandma one time and said, Mary, do you love me? She said, yeah, George, I love you. He said, keep my commandments. We talked a little about that this morning, didn't we? But I'll tell you something. You know, I love my wife. I want to please my wife. That's something that I like to do. There's been some things here lately that I've done just out of the blue, just to please my wife, just because I love her. There's things that she does to please me. I was sitting down at dinner, and I said, I said, this is a wonderful meal. I said, but you know, the icing on the cake to this meal, you know what it would be? Peach cobbler. I believe it was the next meal over at Bob's house. Guess what I had? That's right. It's my awesome wife. I had a peach cobbler. Ice cream and all. Hallelujah. Guess what I had today? She fixed another one. A peach cobbler. Guess what I'm going to have tonight whenever I get home? Peach cobbler. Until it's all gone, every last crumb, I guarantee you. What is that? Mandy, she wants to please me. Whenever I tell her something, she wants to please me. When my wife tells me something, it's not that we're trying to boss each other. It's just, you know what? If she tells me something, she's told me some things before that hurt. She's told me some things here lately that's hurt. But you know what? I see that she's telling me that and giving me that advice, not for her good, but for my good. And let me explain to you something here tonight. Those commandments that are in the Bible and the Word of God that you're reading out of, hallelujah, is not the Word of God. It's not just rules and regulations that have been put in there so that He could put a thumb on you. But God did this so that you can live a better life. Glory to God. He did it because He loves you. And if you love Him, then you will keep His commandments. You'll be obedient. Glory to God. Mandy would begin to question my love if everything that she said for me to do, I bulked up and I said, I ain't going to do that. I'm the man of the house. You come under submission and do whatever, you know. But it's not simply that I'm being obedient. I'm trying my best to please my wife. Glory to God. It's not that I'm following rule after rule and regulation after regulation of the Bible. The simple fact is that the reason that I follow this thing right here, the reason why that I apply this to my life, is because I love my Christ. Oh, how I love Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song says, well, the reason I go to church, I don't want to be lost. Reason I go to church, I don't want to be lost. Really? Man. You know, I mean, that's okay. I guess that's a good song to sing. Don't get offended if you like that song. But it's much more to me than just I don't want to be lost. Man, the reason I go to church is because I'm in love with the person that comes and meets me here. Glory to God. Ain't nothing like a Thursday night when the Spirit of God comes through. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Sister Donna, we're able to tuck ourselves back in the back, hallelujah, back in the back corner somewhere, and the Spirit of God be moving on us in a brand new way. Glory to God. I'll tell you something, I got a lot more reason to go to church than just not being lost. I go to church because I love, hallelujah. I don't just marry my wife and go home just because I want to keep things together. No, I go home because I want to go home. I love my wife. Glory to God. I want to see my wife. I want to have that communion. I want to sit down. I want to see how her day went. I want her to ask about my day. I want to have that communion with her. It's the same thing. Glory to God. You know what? It shouldn't be just at church. But there's time after time I come up here. I find my little sweet spot up here. I turn on a little bit of music right here. And I just lay down. I say, God, I haven't come to ask you for anything. I haven't come to ask you to save this one and that one, to heal this and to bless me financially. I just want to be in your presence. If you would, glory to God, please. Please just calm down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God come down in such a mighty way. All I can do is sit there and bask and cry in the presence of God. I'll tell you, there's more than just trying not to be lost. Hallelujah. If you just get saved and just trying to stay saved, you're gonna lose out. And you're losing out on the best thing of salvation. Be obedient. Hallelujah. I know I got on all of that. But John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. And then listen to this. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right there, the example. Jesus said, if you want to keep my love, you obey the same way that I obeyed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As he said, I gave you the pattern right here in this verse. He said, you shall abide in my love if you keep my commandments. And he says, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. I'll always love my child. I love my children. Come here, Kelsey. I love my children. This is the most beautiful little girl that you'll ever see. She is the most gorgeous girl you'll ever lay eyes on. Not only that, but it's not from the outside, but it's from the inside out. I love this little girl. But you know what? If she continues to make bad decisions and bad decisions, then there's, you know, I'll always love her. I will. I'll always love her. No matter, honey, daddy will always love you no matter what decisions that you make. But I'll tell you something. There's something special whenever you do things right. Hallelujah. Come on now. I said there's something special whenever you do things right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're obedient, daddy tells you to do something and you do it. Hallelujah. Daddy just beams. Glory to God. Woo. Did you see that? Did you see what she just did? Hallelujah. And you know, if I tell you to do something and you don't do it, then I kind of have to tuck head. I'll have to take care of that later. You know? And I wonder how many times God's had to tuck head because of us. Now I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm not as naive as to say you got to live a perfect life. I understand you're going to make mistakes. I know that. All right, all of us in this room have made mistakes. There's nobody in here who hasn't. But let me tell you something. When you make the right decision, and you're like a Job that steps out of the valley, glory to God, and God can bring you and say, hey, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. No, you got this hedge around. All right, let's pull it off. He'll curse you. He'll curse you. I guarantee you will. Now you got another hedge around him. I touch everything else. I've killed everything else off, but I can't touch him. All right, do everything you want to. Just don't kill him. Hallelujah. And after it's all said and done, he's beaming. Yeah. You see that, devil? You haven't got all of them. Ryan, when's the last time that you made God beam? Boys? Girls? Boys? Hallelujah. Men? Women? Dad, mom, grandma, grandpa? When's the last time that you made God just sit back and say, that's my servant. That's my boy. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being obedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have that example, Brother Wayne. Hallelujah. We need to live after that example. If you love me, keep my commandments. What is it of? What is it? Romans? Hebrews? I can't remember now. It says, what then? Shall we sin? That grace may abound? God forbid. Hallelujah. Don't live after that lifestyle. You can't win. You got the strength, not on your own, but through Christ. I got to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obedience is an evidence of discipleship. John 8:31 says this, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You listen to that. He said, if you continue in my word, if you can live this thing, then you're my disciple. But if you're not going to obey me, if you're not going to live by the principles that I've given you, how can you be mine? I want to drive this home. I want you to understand tonight that it's okay to depend on the grace of God. But man, let's not live there. Let's try to find the favor of God. Young men, don't live in the grace of God. It shouldn't be every service that we preach the message. You come down and receive salvation every time. I'm telling you, God's looking for somebody that'll stand up and be saved on Monday too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be obedient. Don't just be obedient here at this altar, but make an altar at home. Make an altar in your car. Make it in your school. Glory to God. Do whatever it takes to be obedient to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Then you can be his disciple. Luke 6:46 says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Hallelujah. Obey. Lifting love and obedient love. What other kind of love must we have? A victorious love. Glory to God. He was victorious for our sake. He didn't just go to the cross. He went through the cross. Glory to God. Woo! Brother Nicky, I'm glad that he didn't just go to the cross, but he went through. Glory to God. All of a sudden, after he was killed, I don't know if the devil knew. I don't know. You know, we always seem to think that the devil was pushing him to get crucified and thought that it was done afterwards. I don't know if that's the way that it was or if the devil knew what was coming. I don't know. But either way, if he was in hell, all of a sudden, hallelujah. Glory to God. There come a knock on hell. Glory to God. On hell's door. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. God, Jesus said, I've come for those keys to death, hell, and the grave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He led captive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Took them up. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. I'm glad that he didn't just go to the cross, but he went through the cross. And I'll tell you something, that God, hallelujah, give us the perfect example of how to be victorious from his life here. And I'm telling you, if God give us that example, then it's our job to try to live a victorious life. I'll tell you, I've told you time and time again, I know sometimes you may lose a battle, but hey guys, come on, let's win more than we lose. Hallelujah. Let's not just be failures. Let's not be satisfied with just losing. Let's win some too. Glory to God. God's looking for somebody who can be victorious. Somebody who can stand. Glory to God. When everybody else is falling around them, somebody that'll stand up and say, I don't care what anybody else does, I will be a Christian. You play that music if you want to, but I'm not going to listen. You can watch that movie if you want to, but I won't watch it. Come on now. Hallelujah. You do what you want to do, but I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I love my Christ. Hallelujah. God's looking for somebody to be victorious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I'll hurry. I'm losing you. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15:54 says this. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, Hallelujah. And this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Glory to God. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Glory to God. If you can be victorious in this life, you listen to me, if you can overcome, if you can find a way to win, glory to God, hallelujah, there'll come a time when death can't hold you down, glory to God, hallelujah, the graves will be open, hallelujah, oh, I'll tell you something, it's coming, hallelujah, for those that are victorious. We should be victorious for His sake. 1 John 5:4 says this, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glory to God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. You don't have to lose. Hallelujah. You don't have to lose, Seth. Glory to God, right? Isaiah, you don't have to settle for losing all the time. Man, you can win. You can be victorious. How do you know that, Brother Jared? Because I've won some battles. Glory to God. And I've watched some of these young people win some battles too. Even sometimes when it meant pushing away a couple of meals. Come on now. Hallelujah. Some of it is this thing only comes out by fasting and prayer. I'll tell you, sometimes you got to push that old flesh aside. Oh, hallelujah. In order to win the victory that must be won. Oh, but it must be won, young people. Glory to God. I want to let you know tonight, you don't have to settle for losing. You can be victorious through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can be victorious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My last point here, we talked about lifting love, obedient love, victorious love. My last point is endless love. Not the song either. Hallelujah. His love is eternal. Matthew 28:20b says this, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know what amen means? So be it. So be it. This is it. This is where this, so be it. This is, it's all wrapped up right there. What's he saying? Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I'll be there. You can count on me. Hallelujah. It's already been mentioned. Yesterday, today, forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. If we expect an endless love from Him, what do you think He expects from us? We expect Him to always be there. But what are we doing? Oh, God, help us. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. We expect His love to be endless. We expect that no matter how many failures, no matter how many times that we lose out, no matter how many times that we fall, for God to be there, for God to help us. Thank God that He is. But how many times has He failed you? How many times has He let you down? It's an endless love. I'll tell you something, Lighthouse. If we expect it from Him, then we better strive to give it ourselves. God forbid that one of these days we cross a line that you can't turn back from, because the amount of times that you've trodden over His blood. When is enough enough? How many times do you have to fall out, walk over that blood for God to say, okay, you want to do it your own way, I'll let you. I'll tell you something, it's serious. We need to think about it. If we expect that kind of love for God, then we need to return that love to Him. Glory to God. Nothing can separate us from His love. The Bible says in Romans 8, beginning in verse 35, says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor heights nor depths nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Stand all across the building. Lift your hands. Thank God that there's nothing that can separate you from His love. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The only thing that's not mentioned in this scripture, and I've said this before, but it does just be said again. The only thing that can separate you from the love of Christ is you. That's the only thing that can separate you. See, Brother Logan, every other thing that you face can't separate you. No matter what the circumstance is in your life, the only way that you'll be separated from God's love is if you decide to step away. That's the only way. Jude chapter 21 says this, or Jude verse 21 says this, keep yourself from the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourself. Keep yourself. Hallelujah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's right, even on Friday night. Saturday. That's right, even at the basketball games. Whenever you feel like throwing your shoe at the ref. That's right. Not just on Sundays, but every other day. That's right, Brother Matt, as we was talking about today, on leap year. Yeah. That's right. Even on February 29th. Keep. Oh, God. Keep thyself. Hallelujah. Dad tells a story. I'll tell it again. But there's a man. He talked to a flower shop back whenever he was married. And for years, what was it, Dad? I believe it was every week, wasn't it? Every week that woman received a rose. Yeah, Jack Benny. Every week his wife received a rose, every week. Just like clockwork. He started it from way back, worked out something with the people at the flower shop there. Every week there was a knock at the door. She knew what it was. She'd answer the door, and there would be a flower there, a rose. She'd take that rose, and she'd just know, just beyond a shadow of a doubt, that her husband loves her. Well, Jack Benny passed away. It was a tough thing to go through. All the funeral arrangements were made, and everything went in the funeral. Everything happened. She's back at her house, and thinking about that and thinking, well, it'll never happen again. Probably down in the dumps, and all of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. She came to the door, and she opened the door, and there he was with the rose. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, you must not have heard. But my Jack died. He's not with us anymore, so you don't have to hold up to that anymore. And he looked at her and he said, no, ma'am, what you don't understand is that Jack didn't tell me to deliver a rose for his lifetime. He told me to deliver a rose for your lifetime. Every day, or a certain day, that knock would come, even after it passed away. And there that rose would be every day. Just a reminder, Brother Travis. Just a reminder that Jack still loves you. I believe here today that we could hear a knock on the door. I want you to know here today that no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, no matter how you failed God, you can start all new. There's no do-overs. You can't do anything over, but there is a start-over button. Hallelujah. You can start over. This could be your night where you say, you know what? I've done wrong. I've done some things I shouldn't have done. I lived a life that I shouldn't have lived. But I'm going to change that here today. I'm changing the way that I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to love you in a new way. I'm going to love you not just on Sundays, but I'm going to love you for an eternity. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us here tonight. God, we thank you for each and every person that's here, God. Lord, I felt, Lord, at the beginning of this service that I was going to preach. I was going to preach this message to somebody that desperately needed to hear that you love them. And because you first love them, then they can love you. We pray, God, that you'd help them, Lord, as they gather around this altar in a few moments. Hit that start over button. Start over again. And love you in a brand new way. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Let's gather around this altar here tonight.